On page 8, you will find a write-up on the use of external websites to store certain information related to shift change and context for residents that work inside of the VA that come to us from the medical school.
And this is how Roger Baker, the Chief Information Officer for the Department of Veterans Affairs, began to unwind the story of a policy and procedure challenge for his IT shop and the medical centers that provide care for hundreds of thousands of America's military veterans across the country. Baker outlined the case during his monthly data breach teleconference, in which he talks about everything from lost BlackBerries and stolen laptops to misplaced paper files. In this case, however, Baker says it's a matter of one form of cloud computing meeting an important need for these doctors.
The issue is that the folks we bring in from the medical schools and the sheer number of them are critical to us in providing care, need to have access to certain information about the patients they see for two reasons. One is that they're frequently working at multiple hospitals during a day. And they need to be able to discuss a patient, if necessary, from outside of our facility with someone who's providing that patient care. And the second thing is that for professional reasons, for their certifications, they need to be able to track what roles they played, for example, in a surgery, so that when they go for their board certifications, they've got a full set of documentation of what they've done. We provide tools for that at the VA, but what's becoming clear to us is that in today's very mobile world, our tools aren't exactly what our doctors need.
The incident report filed at a Veterans Affairs medical facility in New York says that someone noticed a computer running with a website open and data containing what looked like a patient's first and last name, part of a social security number, and some medical information. Baker says that following the initial report, they conducted a data call to see if there were any other centers where medical residents were taking some of their patient information with them at the end of the day.
We've gotten folks saying in at least 9 different sites that they're utilizing these kind of tools. I look at it as a generic issue to deal with. It's the mobility. It's the the pieces. So I'm not going to tag to any particular vendor because it's an industry kind of issue. There are, however, and given that, there are folks that have been especially good at creating applications and devices for medical use. And, they're highly attractive in the private sector. The VA is quite a bit tighter about what we will allow. And so a lot of these sites and devices are in broad use in the private sector. The VA is just, I'd say, taking a little bit tighter view, and I think you brought it up right in the beginning, Max. Because of our history, we're going to take a tighter view on these things.
Roger Baker went out of his way to praise the doctors who came forward to admit to using the unnamed external website to store this information, saying they have been very helpful to his investigation. Also, he says these sites tailored to medical professionals are already very security conscious.
In every instance we've been able to find at this point, they are password protected. We're looking at the information that is stored on each of them for whether or not there's any privacy issue. And frankly, I think on a bigger scale, we're also looking at VA policies and guidance. One of the things we have found is that one or more of these sites actually has achieved FSMA review and FSMA approval. And it may well be that in a significant policy change that we may decide that the use of those external websites to allow access to certain information that these doctors have to have is we may decide to approve that under certain fairly tight policies and guidelines. It would be a big change for the VA, and it's something that we're going to have to look at from a due diligence and a deliberation standpoint.
Baker told Federal News Radio, it's important to see the bigger picture in trying to come up with a solution to the problem posed by these doctors.
The biggest thing in here is for us to recognize that this is not an incident, this is a trend. You know, what we cannot do is become a white elephant to these residents that are coming over from the top medical schools. We have to remain a place they look forward to going to work. And if we were to tell them all these really innovative things that you're able to access from your med school, you can't access from VA. You can only use Vista. You can only use it inside our walls, et cetera. You know, that's just not possible. So my concern with doing something that is VA will stand you up an application that looks like this. You know, we're the government. Innovation is not our norm. So we've got to figure out how to incorporate things rather than try and have something that is close to what these very innovative tool providers are doing.
Baker says no decision is imminent whether doctors will be able to continue to use these off-site medical document applications, but it's an important challenge he plans to resolve.
But our primary focus has to be on patient care, and we're finding that this probably has a positive impact on patient care, and that it's going to cause us to rethink our very, very strict guidelines from the past about where information could be stored.
That's Roger Baker, Chief Information Officer with the Department of Veterans Affairs. Reporting from Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.